Hey, this is Christian.
And Ryan.
From Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford. Take me to your best friend's house, going around this roundabout, oh yeah. Tufts Freeform Radio.
What is up?
This is Sadie and Elsa Brain Dead, and you're listening to 91.5
I love it.
FM.
Yeah, you just hit it this time, Sadie.
WMFO, Medford, Tufts,
Freeform Radio
with special guests.
Hey
again.
Guys,
Lucy's back.
Guys, I'm back.
Is in transit
right
now.
Away.
I could not stay away.
But she's coming because
I love the like music in the background. It kind of makes it uplifting.
It's a good vibe.
But just a little something in the back.
Yeah, something in the back. Maybe I'll play something.
Wait, yeah, get a little something in
I'll
the back.
I'll play something in the back. And then I'll repeat this. Yeah, your mic is on.
Okay.
Sadie's like, Is this mic on? Yes,
we can
hear you.
What's going on, you guys? What's the vibe tonight?
The vibe
Lucy,
tonight is kind of
share.
Yeah, you go for it.
Okay, so I was told the vibe tonight is new music. I feel like we were like in a little bit of a music rut like earlier in the semester, but
really
now
were.
Some people are like coming out with a little bit of new music. We got some Remy Wolf. We have still Woozy new songs.
Really
some
recent
Hozier.
New songs.
We have some songs that are new to us, but not new.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so,
but. Yeah,
it's not necessarily.
Got,
I don't know. It's just
kind of
a mix.
Mix
of things. Mm-hmm, so we just kind of are along for the ride today.
Yeah, it's gonna
nothing
be good.
Crazy.
The song that I'm playing in the background is really good.
What is it?
I'm gonna add it to our next show. It's called September Fields.
A little bit of a sneak peek.
Yeah, it's just a little sneak peek.
Next show.
All right. Yeah, we're doing well. We had a day off today. For lacrosse, so we're actually feeling, I feel like, more jazzed than usual. For
refreshed and recharged.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Actually, if we want to talk about being recharged, Lucy and I lived in a tiny home together for two nights last week.
We have to wait, and we have to get into this later.
Okay, we will. And we just coming really soon, so just stay tuned. What do we have next, Elsa?
We have
We'll be back in like, after a song.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah, we usually talk a lot when we have Weege and Lucy on. we have Always All Right. Wait, we just listened to How Long by Ace, which they're a really cool band from the 70s. Just found their song. Old and new. Okay. Like Always All Right, Alabama Shakes.
Woo.
Cue it.
Yeah.
Go.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Too Sweet by Hozier.
Wait, really I'm good. Loving this Hozier vibe right now.
I know.
Now.
I, like, haven't listened to a lot of Hozier, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I, like...
Hozier.
Oh, God, no. Emma and I worked his concert this summer, and it was, like, the most magical voice live ever.
Really?
It was so great. Yeah.
Yeah, he actually seems like he would be really... Isn't he... He's really tall, right?
Yeah, he's like giant.
Yeah.
And scary a little bit.
His voice is crazy, though. I feel like he has a weird... I was just, like, looking at him. or, like, his music. And he's got a 2023 album I have not, like, listened to at all.
Really?
Yeah. So, this is good. This is good for us.
You'll peek into a little bit of Hozier.
Yeah.
Wait, guys. Weege is on her way right now. Sadie had to leave to go grab her from the front door. So, do not fret.
Do not fret.
My partner in crime, Weege, is coming returning. Soon. Is coming very soon.
She's coming from band practice. With her uncle's band, she'll probably talk about it. Lucy, do you want to explain? Actually, they're going to be, I'm sure Sadie's going to want to like jump in here, but.
The getaway cabins?
Yeah, explain what we did this week.
Okay, so we're coming off of our spring break, but we don't really have a spring break because we're practicing every single day for lacrosse.
We're here!
Oh,
your mic's on. Your mic is on.
Is mic 3 on?
Yes.
We're
Sadie,
here.
Sadie, Roomie, wait, my partner in crime and my roomie are both here right now.
Yes, we're here.
Okay,
you gotta share.
Weege, Sadie, I was
hello.
Just about... Oh, guys. Yeah, go ahead, Weege.
Wait, yes. Go to 2.
Okay. Guys, hi.
State your name.
Weege.
Great.
Partner in crime, Weege.
Can I just... Headphones. Do you mind if I just say something real quick to the audience?
Go ahead, Weege.
I can't turn on your headphones, Sadie.
I apologize for being late. I was in rehearsal with, I don't know how much the ladies told you, probably zero, but...
A little. We were getting into it.
I was in rehearsal with my uncle's band. And
chanting.
Literally.
She was so
excited.
Talk
about that, but I figured, rehearsal won't go more than 2 hours, right? We're nearing 3 hours, and I turn to my uncle, I go, so, like, how long this you'd normally go? So he goes, 10 or 10:30, and I'm like, okay, I got a radio show to make. I'm gonna call my Uber. We have time for 2 more songs.
Yes. Oh my God.
We ripped 2 more songs and I got out of there and
you made it.
Wait, how was it? How was the rehearsal?
Oh my God, so fun. Literally.
Was it?
So much fun.
Were you tracking your location? It said you were back in Michigan.
Did
someone log into
your
iCloud?
It's your mom.
Okay, you know what's so interesting about that? I'm really happy you guys brought that up because someone. My best friend from home texted me, are you home right now? And I said, well, I'm home, but I'm about to leave for rehearsal. And then she says, I'm going to be home in Michigan. And I'm like, wait, no, I'm not in Michigan. Why would I be in Michigan? And then my roommate just texted me, are you in Michigan right now? And I'm like, I saw you this
you had
morning.
Us all confused.
I saw you this morning. And
you
then
need to get that fixed. Because now
it's
making
and you were, it's and making sense. And you were off the grid. And we were like, she ditched us.
She didn't want to come on the show at all. She went home to Michigan.
I know. I couldn't answer the phone because I was... Yeah. Like wailing
yeah,
on
whatever.
My yeah. So
anyway,
she was just
anyway.
Yeah. Lucy, what were you talking about?
Yeah, Lucy, sorry about that.
What was
sorry
I talking
to
about?
You.
We were just talking about the getaway cabins
okay,
in
so
Connecticut.
Okay, so yeah, the getaway cabins.
We were just starting to get into it. So Sadie and I were roommates for
yes,
our little
we were.
2-night getaway.
Oh yeah.
In, but. Nowhere, Connecticut.
Moodus,
Connecticut.
Yes.
And we went glamping as a team.
Glamping. It wasn't even like camping though. It was literally just in these
in
tiny
these,
homes.
We were they
in
were
tiny
really homes. Cute.
They
I'm
were
gonna
so
be honest.
Cute.
They
were
really
so cute. Did you tell them our tiny home was actually named Lucy?
Oh yeah.
Like
oh,
they
had
all
different
had
names.
Yeah, that was
they
crazy.
They were like Adrian and Janice Hunya. And
yeah. Hunya. I was in Hunya.
Yeah. Mine was Leonardo. Shout out EJ.
Yeah,
but we were literally
Lucy.
In Lucy. It was so perfect. It was so perfect.
Yeah, so we're feeling bonded.
Super
bonded. And I
meals. Elsa also popped over every meal.
Every meal.
You were there pretty much 90% of the time.
I was probably, yeah, I just slept
Elsa
in my
tiny home.
Elsa
was pretty much part of the cabin.
I was part of the cabin.
Lucy,
EJ and I were roommates, bestie roommates, honestly. Great duo. And we cooked all of our meals with them.
Yeah, I just want to mention that.
Yes. Shout out Hunya.
Shout out Hunya. which also, it's Junya, but we decided that Hunya was
sounded
Spanish.
Rolled off the tongue.
But no, it's funny because we're all like, oh my God, it was such like great bonding experience, whatever. and then after the trip was done, you would like look at someone on the team and be like, I just want to leave.
I never saw you once on the trip.
Like, okay, for some reason, so we were true.
We have to note. So, yeah, the tiny homes were maybe a mile away from everybody. Like,
the main campfire was as far as possible from Lucy's cabin. And so we would walk, like, Elsa would walk down this mile road, dirt road, with her, like, parka freezing her booty off, and, like, her water bottle and her guitar, like, slung over her.
Yeah.
And we would be trudging.
Trudging. With our lantern.
For, like, 10 minutes.
No lights. No street
just lights. Just to sing and, like... Weege and Elsa had some really cute moments on the guitar, I would say.
Should we, like, sing right now?
Oh, my God. Weege sang her grandma song, and it was, like, genuinely...
Yeah, Weege has a really funny grandma song. Maybe we'll, like... No, we can't even... You can't even, like, recreate
no,
it.
No, we can't,
share
but
it.
It was awesome.
You have to, it's way better in person, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the instrumental part could be...
Yeah, like, it could.
But, yeah, maybe the... Yeah.
It's a little... Yeah, PG-13.
It's PG-13.
Okay, we gotta play some music. What Cinderella, we Remy Wolf.
Oh, you guys saved this. Okay,
I know saved it for you.
Should
Remy
we say
fans.
We don't even need to say anything about Remy?
Don't spoil it.
Okay.
Wait, just give us a little.
Wait, was that Remy or Weege? I don't know.
Remy was in the studio.
Also, I told you not to press play yet.
Shoot, I pressed play. I'm so sorry.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Bye.
Dance party loading.
Wait, I just saw it.
Your brains Friday afternoon, and I am purple.
You know what we just decided? We're just going to talk.
Let's just chat.
No, not the whole time, but we just want to talk.
Because realistically,
everybody wants to hear us talk.
Well, everybody is literally our moms, our dads,
and, shout out mom.
And our gunkles. Friends. And our gunkles. Yes. You say gunkles?
I did, Sadie.
Speaking of gunkles, shout out Steven Zakala, In My Heart as BD, and obviously my dad, they're sitting on the couch right now drinking their cows, and... people, it's an inside joke.
Okay,
Charter
Oak, wouldn't get it.
Which is where we live. Charter Oak Whiskey Sours, it's a special drink they like to make. And I just want you to know that I'm sending my love. And my mom, I hope you're having a safe drive from Palo Alto. The music is really loud. So, anyways.
It is loud.
Okay. Did you guys hear that? Did we hear that?
Did I hear it? Can you hear?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Could we hear
it? Oh, the music was a little loud. I also wanted to jam.
Yeah, I did. I wanted to jam.
Did you hear the shout out?
Hopefully he did.
I hope you, BD and Dad and Mom, I hope you heard the shout out. Anyways. Shout out them. My other topic of conversation was that we all got to see a lot of really incredible Weege dancing this weekend. First, we saw her at the karaoke night at the Delaney's, and she was playing Justin Bieber role, and her dancing and singing was unreal. And then her and Elsa had an incredible Psych Factor, which I don't know if you want to explain what Psych Factor is, but they had a lyrical dance.
We had a lyrical dance. Weege and I do a dance every year for the team. I honestly think we could do another one.
We're
going
to do another one. That was like
that
a taste.
That was so easy.
And it was a taste, and it was a good taste of
it
that.
It was a great taste.
It was a great taste, and the team wants more or so.
We've come up. I mean, I think everyone individually has come up to me and said, we need more dancing. Yeah.
And everybody.
We need you and Weege again. Every day.
I don't remember saying that.
I think Lucy told it to me like 8 times.
Lucy, yeah.
Wait, but
she was our biggest fan.
Lucy
she
did
literally
like a whole she did a whole I don't know how would describe it. She was like singing to Love on the Brain at the top of like
I did do a little performance.
She had a performance.
And I was sitting there and I was thinking like what are we going to do without you? Like,
oh my God, I was thinking.
In the locker room next year? And I don't know if this is like.
Because the thing is with our senior class is that we take it upon us to perform for the team before the games. We're like, all right, Meg, like, this is the song and this is the performance. Weege, you got this performance. Lex and I got this performance.
Yeah, that's so true.
We're just trying to, like, we got the roles.
And you also, like, you guide the other, like, you're like, okay, this song is playing so that we know, like, Elsa likes to bust down to this song. So you're like cueing everything.
Also,
like Elsa mentioned, or Sadie mentioned, that we did karaoke on Friday night. Shout out Delaney's.
Shout out Delaney's.
Delaney's. Shout out Jackson. Okay, I'm sorry. No, but Lucy and I were like, took it upon ourselves to like MC the night, which like nobody asked for that, but
nobody
it was really just Lucy
it.
And I like really wanting to sing and speak into the mic the entire time, so like we would just
kind of like they are right now.
Exactly
what you're doing right now.
Something that we are really good at, though, we were like this side, like in between performances. You know what I mean? We're gonna give them a little taste of like
awkward.
Yeah,
like,
there's some awkward silences when there's like a transition, and we were like, okay, we're gonna harmonize.
We're gonna harmonize.
Ready?
So ready, you go.
3, 2, 1.
Anyways.
Okay, that was a little shaky.
That was shaky.
We were better.
But if you want to hear more of that, we'll, I don't know.
If you
want to hear. He's like,
you won't be hearing that.
If you want to hear more of it, too bad.
Just don't.
Sorry. We'll never be doing
too bad, again. And that's the last you'll ever hear.
Exactly.
Okay, we're going to play one more.
Are we?
What do you mean we're gonna play one more?
We're gonna play one more.
We got time for one more.
One more, and
wait. Okay, wait. What's next? What's next for us?
Yeah,
okay,
for real.
Thank you.
No, like Shot actually, put? Elsa, tell us the story behind whatever something.
Guys, I'm literally going to shot put.
Elsa,
shot put.
Wait,
shot put. A story about shot put.
Oh, okay. Cue Lucy's story.
Oh,
Elsa.
Lucy.
Shot put. So Lucy. I'm trying so hard to guide us, guys.
In middle school,
we
had like
last one.
like Olympics, track and field Olympics. And not to flex, but I was second in the entire middle school for shot put.
Dude, that's not like a cool flex, Lucy. It'd be cool if you said
in middle school. I don't even know what shot put is.
No, shot put's like not. Like,
wait, you gotta be huge to do that.
Yeah, I look
okay, huge. Lucy, you're huge.
But as a middle schooler, okay, so you're just saying you were huge middle schooler.
Yeah,
no,
good
I was
for
really
you.
Speaking.
Congrats.
Oh, okay.
Which year of middle school were you?
I was in 7th grade. And I beat all the 8th
graders. Again, not flex, bro.
Oh my god.
Okay, play oh shot them, whatever. I'm done getting made fun of.
And I guess what, guys? I beat all of the 8th graders.
And shot put.
Play the goddamn song.
I got second place, guys. I got second place in the middle shot put.
Oh, you're a good one.
Hit it.
Okay.
Straight face, that's not how I was made. I know you are the same, so don't go disarray. I can see you blushing, reacting. I know you hate that, but I can help it if I like it, so don't react. But I know something's growing, and we can't stop it from showing. I think we just gotta get going.
Okay, so we're actually back.
Yep. And we back.
Wait, I gotta turn down this music.
Back.
Oh, it's a vibe.
We
to put in the background.
Back.
I like it. I like we back. Music back with another episode. Welcome back to your channel.
Nice.
Absolutely wait. Demolish that.
Before
like
we get into all this,
I have a question.
Can I just hit the music really quick?
Wait, what do you mean hit the music?
Actually, I'll hit it. I'll talk about it later.
In what manners?
No.
Okay.
Just go.
Okay.
QOTD.
My question is, Lucy and Weege, when you left, yes, it's for you too.
Weege, stop, Sadie.
Wait, also I realized, guys, when we talk, go ahead. But when we talk,
no, go ahead. I'm sorry, you just kept talking.
Not talk over each other.
No, go ahead.
But I'm just going to say something real quick.
Yeah.
Is that we all have, like, not similar voices, but when we talk, because I listen back on the recording.
Yeah.
Weege and I have similar voices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And...
What?
I don't know.
We just said yeah, like similarly.
Yeah.
But
we all speak over each other.
And we all speak over each other. And it's hard to hear on the radio. Okay. It's easier to tell the dynamics on in person. So, like, let's just note that.
Of course.
Wait, Elsa's being a major fun police.
Right? I know. Wait, I hate this. Wait,
she's
okay,
not
screw
like
it.
This.
Let's all talk, like, talk all over each other.
No, you're right.
No.
Okay, so
it's your QOTD.
All right, everybody silence. Now, Weege and Lucy, when you left Brain Dead, whatever day it was that you left, that you were on mm-hmm. it, did you have anything that you had wished you had shared or said
like
or
those.
Asked or, you know?
They're like, we didn't really think about
cool.
it after.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Well, I mean... No, I would say no. I would say yes and no. I would say mostly no.
Okay. All right. No, it's fine.
I don't know.
I guess we're not memorable.
I left it all out on the radio.
Good. Obviously, good. Like, there are things I want to talk about. Like, of course, because I feel like when we're together, it's like Aiden just never stops. But
we could never stop talking.
But it was a solid discussion last time.
Yeah, we had a great one.
We had some great one-liners, and I, like, left feeling like we
satisfied.
We succeeded in... catering to our audience. Anyway,
perfect.
I'm making a big head about this, but
no.
You're like, essentially, we are so hilarious and funny, and we had amazing one-liners and made
built
our audience laugh, yeah. And we just left. Yeah,
yeah.
Cool. Which is true. All that's true. I agree.
So true.
Yeah.
Okay. It'd be so nice.
Should we rip another?
Cool.
Rip
what
another
was
song.
Your music talk, Elsa? What did you
want to
say?
Well, I wasn't really saying anything, but Duran Jones and the Indications. Next, we're playing two songs by them because. Sadie really likes the song and it's really good, and then I also know one of their other songs and it's really good, so we had to play them both.
Yep. Score!
True.
Literally
also,
score.
Yeah. Cool.
No.
Shout out Lucas.
And shout out Bridget Mendler.
Wait, I fucking love Bridget.
This road is gonna take us back now. You look so fine. I don't know how to act now. They say. Thank you.
So, the question of the day has been sent in from Lucas. Shout out you, because you missed our first one. Now, the question is our first impressions of each other. And oh, so we decided we're going to start with our first impressions of Weege.
Eldest first. Eldest.
Yes.
Okay, Sadie,
so
go.
Mine really quickly is summer before freshman year. I have no idea who the seniors are for, like, our year. Or, like, I know who they are, but, like, whatever. I didn't know them. And I get a text, and it was, like, some really, like, generic, like, hello, Sadie, like, this is, like, Catherine Wejack.
Hello, Sadie.
Yeah, exactly. Hello, in Sadie. That voice. I'm here, like, if you have any questions, like, can't wait for you to meet you, like, in a month. It was, like, very, you know, generic thing that probably the seniors sent to all the freshmen. But I remember being, like, oh, like, like, Catherine Wejack, like, sent me, like, her text. I was, like, oh, okay. Like, I don't know. I just, like, didn't really know anything.
Yeah,
like, only time I've ever had, like, your name, Catherine Wejack, that's, like, ever. Okay.
No, I don't know.
You could do it, Sadie.
But you know what I'm trying to say. Like, yeah. I've never referenced you as, like, Catherine in my life or thought of you as that. And then I look back to that text and I just think it's so funny because, like, you are the nearest and dearest to my heart as, like, and, like, you are Weege. But, like,
you are the nearest and dearest.
Anyways, that was my first impression of you and you, like, obviously, yeah, yeah.
I love that.
Cute.
Thank you for sharing.
Okay, wait, my first impression, because we're closer in age. So when I came in as a freshman, Weege was just a sophomore.
Yeah.
But the thing about Weege is that she's a big character on the team.
She's
but early in her, like, underclassmen years, she was kind of quiet. And I was like, ooh, I was like, I have no idea what this girl's about. But I would just get little snippets of, like, the comedy, or she'll be, like, super complimentary to me and being like, oh my god, your, like, family's so pretty, or just, like, saying random, like, she would always comment on, like, well, me being Filipino, you know, and, like,
complimenting me. Well, that's not weird.
But, like, she'd throw me some random compliments out of nowhere, and I'd be like, oh my god, she's so nice.
You're like, wait, she's cool.
Okay, well, you brought this up, so I just have to briefly say it. Okay, Lucy has the hottest family, number one. Second, like, everyone in her family is just beautiful. Secondly, I recently just said that I think Lucy has the best, like, dimensions for, like, buying clothes. Like,
what?
Weege's first impression on Lucy.
Okay,
anyways. I just said that buying clothes, like, I just, that's, anyway, Elsa.
Cool.
Wait, I wanted to say, I was just, like, I would, like, find, like, little pieces of her that, like, didn't quite fit together and make sense because she was also quiet, but then would have these pockets of, like, so much character, and then now as, like, a super senior, you've just come together to this, like, amazing
person,
human being.
You're just amazing.
But I would just get, like, little snippets and not really, I couldn't get a good read. I was like, what is this girl about?
Okay.
Yeah. No, I wanted to learn more. My first impression, I told you this the other day, I think we had this conversation, but I thought you were really hilarious, but, like, we weren't that close, like, at first, and I was like, oh, I just, like, know we're gonna be, like, I know we're gonna get along, and, like, it took, like, I think, I'm gonna say, like, 2 months into the year to, like, really, like, hit it off with each other, but it was just, like, history, and now we're besties, so.
Yeah.
But, okay. Yeah, that was my impression of Weege. She was super funny.
Oh, I have a really funny one about Lucy, too.
That was
oh,
my God.
Wait. Oh. So, this is similar, like, in that, like, summer before freshman year. And
meanwhile,
we had to send
all
these
emails. Let me just PSA, Sadie literally found everyone.
Okay, that's irrelevant.
Okay,
but yes.
But
I mean, it is relevant to my, like,
you, like, I feel like you knew everyone going in, and it was, like, it was sick.
I did. But, so we had these emails. We had to send, like, emails, and all the freshmen, like, introduce themselves, right? And, like, what they did in the summer, like, who they are, what they're about. And as a freshman, you're, like, tweaking about this email. You're, like, how do I put, like, make a good, like, first impression?
Oh,
like, how do I come off, like, funny, but, like, not trying too hard, blah, blah, blah. And so I wrote in mine about, like, Love Island, and I was like, oh my god, like, I just finished, like, Love Island, and, like, I just finished Love Island, and it's, like, so good, like, text me if you've, like, whatever, watch it. And Lucy texted me, like, and I was like, oh my god, like, Lucy texted me, and she's like, oh my god, girl, like, the Love Island, I just finished
girl.
The Love Island.
I was like, what did you think of the finale?
And I'm like, oh
my God. I'm like tweaking, right? I'm like, I tell my mom, I'm like, Lucy texted me, but Mom, I did not finish it.
She just lied in my email. She never actually watched the whole show.
I said in my email, I finished the show, but I hadn't watched the finale yet, but I like anticipated sort of like having watched the finale, and also I anticipated nobody texting me about it. So I texted
I love Love Island.
My mom made me feel so bad that like I lied in my email. My mom was like, Sadie, like, you don't want the girls in the team to think that like you're a liar.
Oh my God.
So she made me text Lucy and say, okay, honestly, Lucy, like, I didn't finish the show. I just, like, thought I would by the time the email came out. But, like, I think it's crazy, and I'll let you know.
The way I go, I'm like, hey, girl, like, saw your email. Like, what'd you think? And she's sending me paragraphs. apologizing so for lying funny. To me. And I'm like, I've never spoken to you before.
Yeah.
She's like, yep. Lucy, I'm so sorry I'm that like, you see me as a girl. Liar.
And so there's that. That was, like, I actually thought I blew it. But here we are. To laugh at it.
Yeah.
Can I briefly, just because you brought up the email thing, like, we always, there's always kind of like a thing, and we always say, like, freshmen, don't be afraid to like send an email, and then it's always like whoever actually sends the first email, you're kind of like, okay, that freshman like thinks they're like, that freshman like has way too much confidence, like they're gonna be a problem. It's always like a thing, like which freshman sends the first email, and it was Sadie.
Yeah, of course.
It's just so funny.
Yeah, why did we think she was gonna be a problem?
We like thought like Sadie opposite was like, yeah, everybody, why? Yeah. And literally, like, why? Like, why would we ever, like, I don't so know. Funny. It just goes to show that, like, God. Judgment is the root of.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah. Literally, yeah. do not judge a book by its cover.
Oh my God. I think that is, like, this so, like, that's just so funny. And, like, that, I just remember tweaking so hard about that. But yeah. So glad, like, to call you guys, like, my closest friends.
Oh my God.
I'm dead.
My first impression of Lucy Instagram, I was like, oh, she's cool. She's just so gonna be cool. Sick. Yeah, it was like California vibes, and I was just like, yeah, we're gonna be friends.
No,
but yeah. I feel like first semester as a grade we didn't really know you very well. And then the knitting. Then I knew.
Once the knitting club formed.
Us Cali girls are just like,
yeah, all right, yeah. Okay. Poser.
That's so funny.
Okay, first impression of Elsa. Also thought, I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna make her my best friend. check. Bleh. And then I also thought that she was gonna be like a lot more outgoing.
Me?
I thought you were more shy.
Really?
Yeah.
At first?
Yeah, when you came on our visit and stuff, I was like, oh, she's going to be chatty, like, extrovert. Oh, no, you were so hard, you're kind of hard to crack, and you weren't, like, speaking at the Duet table. No. I was like, all right,
Yeah, that Duet table on the first visit, yeah, I was like, so quiet.
I'm like, they're not really talking.
Yeah. Yeah, we were so awkward then.
Yeah, my first impression of Elsa was that, in a lot of ways, she, like, embodies the parts of myself that I love about myself.
Oh, wow.
That's
oh,
really...
Oh, my God.
That's really...
I'm going to cry. Jesus Christ.
That was your first impression.
Holy fuck. Right away, she walks in the room. She's like, God.
That's what I want to be.
No, Elsa and I are really similar in a lot of ways that we don't have to get into.
We're so similar.
But for better or for worse.
Yeah.
Anyway, just
stab me on my voice.
That's good stuff. My first impression of Elsa, obviously, we've talked about our story before.
I don't think we have talked about our story on this, but everybody knows our story.
Yeah, so.
It's just, she's just our story. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's just like that.
Exactly.
Okay, wait, let's, we gotta play something now. Okay, the ballet.
Guys, we have 8 minutes left. Oh, yeah. Ugh.
Okay,
wait, what's next?
We're gonna play one song and then we're gonna talk for the rest of practice.
So I hope you like enjoy our voices.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I so too.
Yeah, I so do.
Chat.
Tell me that you want me, you don't want me, girl. I know that you lying. I can't take it.
We're back. Cut the song. We're back.
Wait. Uh-oh. It's super loud.
Uh-oh.
Oh, this is a really good song. We're going to drop our playlist because we have so many songs that we didn't play.
Like, probably 40 minutes. That
probably, like, more. Yeah, it was a lot. It's okay. You like our voices way better, so.
I feel like we had a lot of giggles today.
We'll play this in the background. This song in the background.
So now what,
guys?
Well, I guess.
Let's not get sad. Let's just ride it all the way out till.
Yeah, we are.
4 minutes.
Weej, I feel like you always have something ready.
I know.
Yeah, shout out Greta Gerwig.
Shout out Greta Gerwig.
Shout out.
No, I just want to. Okay, I'll just briefly mention this. we all.
This is so. You always do this. You're like, no, I don't have it. Okay, I'll just be really quick.
I just have one quick thing to say about Bridget Mendler. It's so quick.
I love her.
That, like, she obviously has really good music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we know this.
Really?
Okay, yes. Oh,
yes,
my God.
Does.
I can't even begin.
Yeah.
But we all know that she's, like, you know, a PhD and has this startup, this space startup or whatever. And, like, I just think that, like, I just really would love to work for her, and I think that if I
she's
applied
probably listening.
To okay,
Weej is
Bridget,
an engineer.
Just let me be. I can be your intern. I can do anything for you, and then maybe just maybe we can write a song together. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
She doesn't,
like,
know Bridget, but just, like, give it to her.
Like a hurricane. Like, you're kidding me. That was so good.
Lyrical God. Lyrical God.
Ready or not.
She can come.
You can have.
Yeah.
She's
okay,
on a roll. Well,
that's,
I guess,
really funny.
That's taking us out today.
Yeah.
Yeah? What's up, Leech?
No, I
we just were like tapping.
She's like tapping my shoulder.
I was not tapping.
She's like, I don't have anything.
I would never tap your shoulder.
I would hope you would.
Wait, I would definitely.
Lucy, do you have anything to say? You're looking very.
Well, I never gave my first impression.
I'm being observational.
Oh, yeah. I never gave. Oh,
okay.
Well.
Do you want to give your first impression?
No.
Hey, Elsa told me not to talk over people.
Yeah, go quick.
Okay, stop, guys. I knew that was gonna come back to me. Fine, I won't say anything.
Okay, I
want to
hear your first impression of Sadie.
Okay, first impression of Sadie is that she was like the only freshman that would actually talk to anyone.
Yeah, that is so real. That is so real. She was the only one.
And it wasn't immediately, you knew, like, it wasn't like, it was like actually legit. Like, she was being like so herself. Like, it wasn't.
Sadie's
it wasn't
the most
fake.
Genuine person.
She's
ever.
The most genuine person. Yeah, and then I was like, all right, I can vibe with her because she's vibing with me. And like,
yeah,
that's
so
all.
True.
And then she was my gateway. And then Elsa
and then
entered the picture.
Good things
I
too.
Did. I was
yeah,
a little shy
then,
at first.
And then I. The gate was closed, and then...
And then... And
just, whoa, okay. No,
then
shout out the rest of your
team. No, actually, we just... Wait, I have to say, Weege was the best senior ever, because she took, like, what? Everybody in our grade. No, well, like, when she was a senior, she was still
a junior.
She took every single person out in our grade to,
that's
like,
true.
Separately, to, like, breakfast, lunch, and it was just, like, incredible. And yeah, our time true. Is up, and... This is Braindead,
and you're listening to 91.5 FM,
Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Oh, we love you all so much.
Wait.
And this was so fun.
Sorry. Stop it, Weege. Okay, bye, everyone.
Thank you so much for having
bye.
Us back.
We have like 30 seconds.
I love you, Mom.